It's that time again on a Friday when AM Live presents another update from the coal face with Martin Krimmer, publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. Good morning.
Good morning, Caesar.
Good. Thank you very much. Now, this is absolutely mind-boggling. South Africa and Brazil have agreed to build a new air-to-air defense missile together.
Yeah, we don't only play soccer on the field during the World Cup, but we also do defense activities together. Yeah. South Africa and Brazil have agreed to build an air-to-air missile, the ADARTA. They're going to put a 50-50 funds into it, and they're going to produce them in South Africa and also produce them in Brazil on production lines that are interchangeable. So this is a very interchangeable arrangement, and it all is South Africa's technology, really. This is the ADARTA. It's a very fifth-generation advanced missile. The Brazilians have been very impressed with it, and they've asked us to do a deal with them because all the other inquiries they made were so expensive. We are about a third of the price of everyone else, so they decided, let's come together. There are already 46 Brazilian specialists in Centurion outside Pretoria working on this, 19 of them from the Air Force itself, and the rest from private sector companies, and they are now, they've finished their development on this. They are ready to industrialize it and then to produce it. And as I say, that the production lines will be in Brazil and South Africa.
There's a question that's begging me to ask, to say, we seem to be, as South Africans, becoming quite a significant player internationally in terms of the technology that we've produced in this country. If you see what we're doing out of Stellenbosch with the satellites, now this.
Yeah.
I mean, how much of this are we actually capitalizing on to really bolster our own economy as South Africans?
You know, now that we have these exhibitions where we display what we've got, these sort of deals follow, particularly the economics of it. We've quite advanced in aerodynamics, and people pick up the advantage of doing business with us.
And you say we already have 46 Brazilians in this country?
Yeah, in Centurion, wow. Working on this.
So it's not only soccer that brings people to South Africa then. Well, a cloud is hanging over South Africa's obligation to migrate from analog to digital TV broadcasting.
Yeah, you know, we had this cast in stone. The migration, which we have to do, we're obliged to do it in terms of the world agreement. We've got to move from analog to digital broadcasting of television. We agreed to it. The cabinet approved it. Policy implemented it, and regulations actually confirmed it. Now, all of a sudden, the Department of Communications says, hang on, guys, we want to review what sort of technology we're going to use. Well, South Africa was well down the road on the European technology. It's the DVB-T, and all the investment has been around the DVB-T. Now they're saying, no, we want to look at the Japanese technology. Well, I must say that the European technology, the DVB-T, which we have espoused here, is used in far more countries, I think about 120 countries, whereas the Japanese technology is only in three countries that I know of, you know, Japan and Brazil and Peru. But probably South America will go this route. But it's just sent shockwaves through the people who are managing. They're starting to produce the set-top boxes that will be involved in this migration. And they want to, you know, roll out many millions of these. And all of a sudden, they've got the shock. Are we going to use this technology, or will we have to change? If we do change, will we meet the 2015 deadline? And it's almost a deadline as firmly cast in stone as the World Cup, you know, so we've got to meet it.
Is this the realignment of South Africa with other countries, or is it just political interference in your view? I know this is not quite what you're saying.
But, you know, the Department of Communications actually won't talk to us about it. So, you know, you can you don't get any response when you inquire. So whether they're still mulling it over, I don't know, but the implications are quite big because of the big investments that have been done already.
Yeah, now South Africa's state-owned industrial development corporation is embroiled in a mining controversy in the Democratic Republic of Congo.
Yes, you know, the Democratic Republic of Congo is the prettiest girl on the block when it comes to mining, so everybody wants to be in there, but they're also quite independent the way they deal with the licensing of mining, and they had a review recently. And one of the companies which had gone in was First Quantum, listed on the Toronto Stock Exchange. Yes. And at Kolwezi, it's a fantastic deposit of surface deposit of copper and cobalt, and they wanted to mine this. And of course, the South Africans also got interested in this. And our state-owned development corporation, the IDC, they took 10% of this. But all of a sudden, there's been a review of the mining licenses in DRC, and First Quantum has been sent packing. So this is after they've spent something like $750 million, you know, involved. So they are going to fight this in an arbitration in Europe. But in the meantime, the IDC, because of its involvement, has let it be known that they will be approaching the South African government to intervene on their behalf because of the bilateral agreement that we have. And in the meantime, there's a lot of publicity going on in Canada, big international uproar over this, also raised at the Group of Eight meeting recently and a group of 20 saying that we must get political certainty there, but there hasn't been much response from the government of the DRC.
Martin, today you really have some heavy hitting stuff that you've reported. That is Martin Creamer, is publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly, and he'll be back at the Coalface at the same time next Friday. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Caesar.